Many people want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered.
But Dr. Tony Evans says we need wholeness even more than we need help.
You will never discover that he is all you need until he is all you have.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Sometimes it feels like the answer to our problems is so close we can almost touch it. Almost, but not quite. But today, Dr. Evans explains that the Lord can extend our reach when we look to Him for the right kind of help. Let's join Him.
All of us have in our cars warning lights that when they come on indicate trouble underneath the hood. If a warning light comes on in your car, changing the bulb is not the problem. The problem actually is much deeper. It usually indicates something underneath the hood is out of whack. That is, the external light that you can see is indicative of problems that you can't see. Such is the case of the situation we find in John chapter 5. This is what we read. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at a certain season into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your pallet and walk." And immediately the man became well, took up his pallet, and began to walk. Here we have a man in a hopeless, helpless situation over an extended period of time. Everybody was gathering at the pool looking for a miracle. They were all gathered together, come together to see something supernatural occur when the water would be stirred. The problem with the stirring of the water is that it only helped one person. Depending on the nature of your sickness, your chance of being that one person could be very difficult. A person with a withered hand could get to that water a lot faster than somebody who's lame and laid out on a pallet as this man was. This man was without hope, strength, but he kept showing up hoping that something would happen. Why? Well, we're actually told in verse 14, after the miracle occurs. Afterwards, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may befall you." Verse 14 tells us the problem of verse 5. The man had been in this physical situation because of an unaddressed spiritual problem. There was a spiritual issue because he says sin anymore that had led to his physical, visible circumstance. Most of us go to the doctor when self-help won't work. We go to the doctor when mama's remedies won't work, when what's in the medicine cabinet won't work, and when what we can do across the counter is not enough. Then we appeal to somebody who will not be satisfied simply to hear about the symptoms. Because a doctor has a capacity that the average person does not have, and that is to get to the root of what is causing the external symptoms. Many of us have remained in an extended period of time in circumstances that have not changed because the spiritual issue that brought them about have not been addressed. Unless and until spiritual causes for external problems are addressed, the symptoms will remain. Most of us have seen holes in apples. Most people won't eat an apple with a hole in it to the core. The reason why most people won't eat an apple with a hole in it to the core is they're afraid of what they might bite into. Well, let me help you out here. If you ever see an apple with a hole in it down to the core, feel free to eat it. The reason you can feel free to eat an apple that has a hole to the core is that the hole was not put by what drilled in, but by what drilled out. You see, when the seed was growing, the larva of the worm got on it, and the apple grew up around the problem. That bright, shiny external had contamination internal. And as the worm bore itself out when it came to full life and hatched and began to work its way, eating its way out, the hole on the outside was because of contamination on the inside. The external problem comes from an internal situation. Jesus comes to this man who has been ill for 38 years. Now, I can tell you one thing this means. It means he's tired. When something's been nagging you for 38 years, you're tired. Now, let me give you a secret. Whenever God boxes you in for a long time and you become weary and tired and he provides no escape, it is because he wants you to know that you will never discover that he is all you need until he is all you have. One of the reasons that God allows extended times of entrapment is that what God is after is giving you a personal experience with himself. Note that Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time. There's good news in that verse. He knows where you've been and how long you've been there. He poses a very provocative question to this man. He asks him, "Do you wish to get well?" Now, Jesus asked the question not of all the multitude. There's a large group there. He only asked the question of the one man. Whenever you see Jesus asking this question, "Do you wish to get well?" it is to people who wish to get well. Jesus does not spend a lot of time asking, "Do you wish to get well?" to folk who don't wish to get well. Or put it another way, you can get so used to being messed up. You can get so used to being tired. You can get so used to being beaten and bruised and in your situation. That is, it's kind of medicinal for you to stay that way. You wouldn't know what to do if you couldn't keep your miserable attitude. You wouldn't know what to do if you couldn't complain every day of your life about what's wrong. See, a lot of folk who are sick don't want to get well. Jesus saves this question for folk who want to get well. Do you wish to get better? You say, "What do you mean I don't want to get better? You think I like being miserable like this? You think I like being unhappy 24/7? Do you think I like being ill? Do you think I like having this discouragement and depression? Do you think I like that?" Well, let me ask you a question. If you were ill and went to a doctor and he prescribed some medicine and you didn't take it, would the doctor be too far wrong in thinking you must like your situation? Because the medicine designed to change it is not being taken. Jesus says, do you want to get well? But see, you got to understand the question. The question is, are you willing to take the internal medicine to solve your external problem? Because remember, he says, do not sin anymore. So sin was the root of his problem. So if an operation is needed, do you want to get well? The sincere statement of a desire for God to change what I'm facing externally is in giving him the right to operate internally. He had the desire, but not the ability. Many of us want a placebo, not a real solution. Many people want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered.
But Dr. Evans says even when we're ready to be changed, we often look for help in the wrong places. He'll come back to tell us more about that in a moment. Right now, he has a few words to share with us. Dr. Evans?
The bread and butter of the Urban Alternative is our radio outreach. Many people don't realize, however, that we have to buy the time and it costs us to service you through these radio stations. So if you're blessed over the radio by this ministry, would you keep us on the air through your generous financial support?
The Alternative is a 100% listener-supported program, so it takes all of us working together to keep Tony's teaching on this station. So as our way of saying thanks for any contribution you can make, we'd like to send you all 5 CDs in Tony's brand new series, Treasures in the Darkness, which explores principles that'll help you navigate through life's toughest challenges. We'll also include his popular book, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. But today's the last day this special double offer will be available, so don't miss out. Drop by TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements, or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are on hand day and night to help you. Dr. Evans will be right back after this.
Have you ever read something in the Bible and thought, what does that mean? Why did Jesus say that? Why is that in the Bible? Tony invites you to find the answers at our brand new online learning experience, the Tony Evans Training Center. Using your computer or mobile device, you can discover powerful insights about the Bible, God, and His kingdom from one of America's top theologians. Just visit us at TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Jesus says to him, the sick man, verse 7, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. He says, I want to get better, but I can't find another human being to get me where I need to go. When you're in a dilemma and God doesn't raise up a human being, it's because he doesn't want to use a human being. That's when Jesus says, verse 8, arise, take up your pallet and walk. There's a whole lot in a short phrase. Get up, take up, move on. That's 3 movements in there. Now, we have to understand something. The man is being commanded to do the very thing he's unable to do, which tells you a lot about the power of God's word. What this tells us is that the power to pull off what God expects is built into the command. He did not have power to do what he was being asked to do. So the command had to also provide the enablement. That is the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the Word of God. That's why he's called the helper or the enabler. His job is to help you to pull off what the command of God may give you an impression cannot be pulled off. How many times have you read the Bible about a divine expectation and said, I can't do that? Well, you're just like this man. Man says, not only can I do it, I don't even have anybody to help me do it. But the power to pull off the expectation was in the command. Arise, take up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man became well. 38 years of suffering solved in an instant. Why does it take 38 years of suffering before a solution is gained? Because it took 38 years for him to be willing to be made well God's way. You cannot bring to God your cure for your situation. This man takes up his pallet and begins to do something he could not do for 38 years. And we know it's a big deal because when the Jews saw it, they went off. They wanted to know, who told you to do this? They should have been rejoicing. Instead, they started fussing and cussing. Who told you, verse 12, to take up your pallet and walk? But he who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. And afterward, Jesus found him. Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that a worse thing may befall you. That's kind of deep, since to have something mess with you for 38 years, it don't seem like it get much worse than that. What would it feel like for you to have Jesus come to your need, whatever it is, and say to you, rise. Take up the situation you've been laying on and tote it around rather than it toting you around. Because see, when you lay on your bed, your bed has to hold you. When you carry your pallet, your sleeping roll, you know, when you carry your pallet, you carrying it. How many are in situations now that are carrying you rather than you carrying it? The problem that used to hold him, he's now holding. The situation that made him lie down is now been rolled up and being controlled by him. It's a humorous story occurred about a year and a half ago. I got pulled over for speeding. I was just coming from my house to the church, which is like a couple blocks. I know you're wondering, how can I be speeding coming from my house to the church? But I was speeding. And I left my wallet at home, because I was only coming to church. And he said, sir, you in a hurry? I don't know why they asked that question. Well, I said, yeah, I got an appointment at the church. Oh, what church? I said, oh, one right up the street, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. He said, you're the pastor? He said, yeah. He says, my wife's been visiting that church lately. You the pastor, right? Yeah. He said, I'm going to let you off this time, but go and speed no more. I said, hallelujah. Brenda Loftus was being sent back to Jamaica, being deported because of a crime that had been committed 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she had committed a crime, and the law that was passed in 1996 said that when this kind of crime was committed, deportation was automatic. Many tried to help her stay here, including Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world. But the court said she has to go. She has a daughter who's an American citizen. She did not want to take her American daughter back to Jamaica. So she was in a catch-22 in a helpless situation over something that had happened 10 years ago. She was at the airport getting ready to board the plane back to Jamaica. She and a couple of friends got on their knees at the airport. When it was time to be deported and called on God for the last time. They had tried all the human options and none of them had worked. Just before it's time to board the flight, officers of the court come up to her and tell her that the judge has given her a stay. Come to find out, a lawyer had read her case and decided to take it on just out of goodwill. A lawyer she'd never met, never talked to, decided to take her case and through some connections or relationship, provided a stay. A prayer meeting turned into a worship service at the airport. Let me tell you, when you know it's a real worship service. You know it's a real worship service when it can't be nobody but God. You know it's a real worship service when you've run out of human options. And all the phone calls you make were closed doors. All the contacts you make were locked opportunities. All the efforts you put forth didn't get you in any doors. But in the nick of time, at the right time, sometime when it looks like there is no time, God breaks out on you. Always look for the spiritual root behind the physical fruit. For the thing you are looking at may not be the problem that needs to be dealt with. Ask your Lord, your Savior, the Jesus who knows where you are and how long you've been there. Lord, is it me? Is it me? Is it me, oh Lord? Standing in the need of prayer. Is there something that I have not seen about me that's gotten in the way of you doing for me what I need you to do? Reveal it, because guess what, Lord? I do want to be made well.
The first thing God reveals to us when we pray that kind of prayer is that we really are helpless, spiritually speaking, apart from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. People often think they know what that means, but it's better to be sure. So please take a few minutes to visit TonyEvans.org today. Right at the top, you'll see a link that simply says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans will explain what being a real Christian is all about and walk you through everything you need to know to start your brand new life. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a word about what's coming up next week on the broadcast. But first, let me just throw in a quick reminder about our current special offer that's running out today. It includes all 5 CDs in the teaching series Tony concluded a moment ago, Treasures in the Darkness, along with his short but powerful book, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. Both are yours with our thanks when you make any donation to help keep this program coming your way. Drop by TonyEvans.org to get all the details and to make the arrangements before the day's out. That's TonyEvans.org, or reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by 24/7 to help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. Well, on Monday, Dr. Evans has a new series of messages to share with us, and he's here to close out our time together today with a few words about what's coming up. Dr. Evans?
Well, folks, we're excited about the upcoming series, The Six Lies of Satan. He slipped Eve a Mickey in the garden. He gave 6 specific lies that he's still using today to trip us up. So we're going to discover from Genesis 3 how he's trying to trip us up right now today using the same strategy. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you listen. Make sure you get the resources so you can review them for your own spiritual growth. And most of all, for your own spiritual victory.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.